Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcast. This is podcast 458. I'm really running out of patience as we are a week away from the first vote in the nation. Get ready for all the storylines to change. I've told you about that. And this week, some of the things that were said reached a level of ridiculosity that is truly ridiculous. And that is coming up in podcast 458. Ted Cruz is the new George Washington? Really? So in the past few weeks, I've been talking about the husband and wife real estate team with Luke Team Real Estate in the North Metro, Eric and Aram Lucero, prideofhomes.com. You can see their banner there at the top of the Bob Davis Podcast page. And I'm really happy to mention that it's always great when people who listen to the Bob Davis podcasts call people that I advertise and work with them. You know, and real estate's a big deal. Real estate is complicated. One thing that is a constant in real estate is change. At one point, we had more sellers than buyers. Now we have more buyers than sellers. So if you're in the market to sell, if you're in the market to buy, basically, you need a real estate agent, a real estate professional who really understands the market. And this is why I wanted to have Eric and Aram Lucero sponsor the Bob Davis podcast. So I'm happy to announce Sean just bought a house with those guys up in the North Metro, and he told me that they were great. He said, you know, I've heard other people just rave about Luke Team Real Estate, and I would say the name, but I'm not going to do that. You know, I just won't do that. But I mean, Sean sent me an email and said that Eric and Aram were just great to work with. So here's the deal. Take a moment if you're looking to buy or sell and reach out and talk to Eric and Aram Lucero. They are the husband and wife team with Luke Team Real Estate and prideofhomes.com, which I've been talking about. They're in the North and Northwest Metro. So Maple Grove, Plymouth, Rogers, Dayton, Albertville, St. Michael, Elk River, Champlin, and the North Metro 94 corridor. If you want real estate expertise, Eric and Aram Lucero, 763-433-9100, 763-433-9100. Sean wanted a house out kind of in the middle of nowhere, and they helped him find it. Buying or selling, you need real estate professionals with knowledge of the market so you can find a property that fits your needs, or you can find a buyer that can obtain the right financing and is ready to go to close, right? So as a husband and wife team, Eric and Aram Lucero can respond quickly, and when you put that all together with the customer service that people have raved about at Luke Team Real Estate, you're good to go. We all know that the North Metro is growing quickly with all of the 94 and 610 expansions, schools, and access to both Minneapolis and St. Paul. So if you're looking to buy or sell property, contact Eric and Aram Lucero. Here's the number one more time, 763-433-9100, 763-433-9100, or you can click on the banner at the top of the Bob Davis podcast page. It'll take you to their website for real estate expertise, Eric and Aram Lucero. And thanks, guys, for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcasts. Well, I have been ill, so I only did one podcast last week. And that's the primary reason, because you can still hear it. And the thing that drives me crazy, there's two things drive me crazy right now, the election cycle and then this. And I'm going to talk about that in this podcast. But just real quickly, this is the beginning of what happens in the winter in Minnesota to me, and I think to most people. And that's one of the reasons, if you don't live in Minnesota and you're listening to this podcast, this is, I think, one of the reasons why people have such nasally accents who live up north. Because when winter comes, your head just fills up with this stuff and it never really clears. And every year there's some sort of disease or illness or something that goes around. We all get it. And your head gets stuffed up. And when it's over with, you're clear, you know, for the most part, but it never really clears. And so you end up having to go. Sometimes Florida is not warm enough. You actually have to go someplace like Mexico, like Cabo, or someplace in the Caribbean where it's 85 and sunny, in order to get into some salt water and literally clear this. So that's why everybody has that kind of accent up north. But I feel really good because I'm getting ready to head out to cover election 2016. So this is probably going to be the last podcast I do in the studio in the broadcast bunker. We're getting ready for the big loadout. As I described it to somebody who said, well, what are you doing this weekend? I said I'm moving the vehicle from the VAB, in NASA terminology, better known as the Vehicle Assembly Building, to the launch pad. So it is sitting out in the driveway. It's plugged in. The block heater is on. And I put carpeting in it this weekend, which is really cool. And then I'm just going to load in and then head down to Iowa. So the only thing that I am waiting on right now is press credentials for the debate on the 28th in Des Moines. This Fox, I guess it's Fox News or Fox Business. I don't know. I think it's Fox News. And it's a debate at the Iowa Center in Des Moines on the 28th of January. So the only thing I'm waiting on now is my media credentials. And I don't believe that I'll get them, but it was worth trying. I might get tickets, though. And if I have tickets for the debate, then I'm going to go. I may just go and park outside because right now Iowa is lousy with presidential candidates. And, you know, I do what I always do. Today I got up and, you know, I'm in a daytime schedule now. So it was literally this morning that I got up. And I started going through the news, which is what I always do. And once again, I was just taken aback at the nonsense that goes for reporting. And I'm just reading it. You know, I'm not watching stuff. I'm not sitting in front of the television. But there's a couple things that I wanted to hit. And it's good that it's in the studio. A couple things I wanted to hit before I head down to Iowa. And one of the things that I'm going to talk about, I'm actually going to play a segment from my GCN Live talk show, which is available to radio stations. I'm going to play the last segment from this weekend show because I thought I summed up what's actually going on pretty well in that podcast. Well, it's not a podcast. It's actually a show. So what I do with the show is I take content from these podcasts back to the radio. But in this case, I'm going to bring some of that content back from the radio to the podcast, the Bob Davis podcast. So I'm going to do that in a little bit later on in this podcast because I think I summed up a lot of my frustration. So there's a couple things that frustrate me, and one of them in particular I really have to talk about because I think it's so unusual. This is, first of all, we all know, and it's becoming a theme, and I don't know how much I want to belabor it. We all know that the situation with this election cycle is this pronounced need to predict the future. It's everywhere. And some of these people, in fact, I would say a good many of these people who are working press have just made fools of themselves saying things that don't need to be said because we don't need to predict the future. Anything and everything from, you know, Rubio's going to win to Ted Cruz is going to win to Donald Trump is going to fade to now the establishment's going to, you know, embrace Donald Trump to Jeb Bush is back and all of this stuff I've talked about because I'm paying very close attention to what is going on in the media, trying to find kernels of information to sort of read between the lines so I can predict the future to myself. I refuse to do this in these podcasts. I refuse to tell people who to vote for. I refuse to back any of the candidates. Somebody asked me again this week, who do you think is, who's your favorite candidate? And I said none of them. I don't like any of them, you know, and it isn't that I'm refusing to endorse a candidate or say that you should vote for a candidate. It's that literally I don't like any of them. I don't hear what I need to hear from any of them. I think the dumbest thing that's ever been said was said this week and this weekend, which I'm going to mention right now. And that is, this is one of the dumbest things that I've ever heard anyone say. And I'm going to tell you what it stems from. It stems from two different things. One, the need for commentators to predict the future. And two, in particular, talk radio people, apparently the need that they have to remain relevant, which this year seems to have taken the shape of talk show hosts jumping on board with a candidate and telling you why you should be voting for this candidate and why this person is the best candidate and so on. And so the latest person to jump in and endorse a candidate was Glenn Beck, who endorsed Ted Cruz. I have to tell you that I take a very dim view of this, partially because when I first started in talk radio, it was the year 2000, and it was the election of 2000, and it was the whole Bush versus Gore thing. And I'm certainly not a Democrat. I think everybody understands where my feelings about government are and my philosophy about government is. But it's evolved considerably since 2000. And then, you know, we took sides. We felt that, you know, we basically pushed Bush. And over the course of the next 6 or 7 years, I learned that was a mistake. And I swore to myself that I would never do that again. And I think either these guys haven't learned that yet. And here's what happens. What happens is you back someone because you're naive. And that's exactly what it was. It was just naivete. It was lack of experience in this realm, talk radio realm, you know, news realm or whatever. And when people refuse to commit, and I used to get upset about it, now I understand why. In those days, I didn't. But if you have a little bit more experience, you learn that when you back someone, you've bought them hook, line, and sinker, and you then are forced to defend everything that they do. So if you back candidate A and candidate A becomes president as and does something really stupid, which is almost inevitable, you're going to be stuck defending that guy or that woman, whoever wins. You're going to be stuck defending that person for whatever it is that they did because you were the guy that backed them to begin with. And for the life of me, you would think that people would have learned something with George W. Bush and Iraq, but apparently they didn't, or they've forgotten it. It's the law of fast forgetting, the law of slow learning and fast forgetting. I have not forgotten that, and I don't want to be put in that situation again. The thing that I learned from the Bush administration is the dangerous power of government. It doesn't matter who's in charge of the government. There is a great and dangerous power behind the government. They do things, people get killed, big problems develop, worst case scenarios occur, and you don't want to be the person that advocated for that particular person, and not even necessarily that course of action. I would hope that we head in a particular direction of less government and more limited government and things of that. And I've given that speech so many times, I don't need to give it here again. But backing a candidate is a huge mistake. And Glenn Beck has now fallen into that trap along with Laura Ingraham. I'm thinking of Lindsey Graham. Laura Ingraham and many, many others who suddenly feel it is time that they endorse presidential candidates because talk show hosts are like newspapers, right? I don't even know if I was a newspaper that I would endorse candidates. You know, newspapers traditionally have endorsed candidates, especially presidents and governors and stuff. You know, the Star Tribune in Minneapolis and, you know, every major newspaper in the country, the editorial board eventually will write a paper, an editorial for the paper that says, this is who we think should be president and here's why. And I suppose it's a good idea. I don't know. I don't know much about print journalism. I don't know why they do it, because I think what happens is it puts the paper on, it does the same thing with a newspaper that it does with a talk show host, that it puts them on the line for that particular individual. And then every time you pick up that paper or listen to that person, you've got to wonder whether they're defending this individual. Well, Glenn Beck has been talking about how great Ted Cruz is. Now, if you're working for Ted Cruz and you're out in Iowa, and I know people who are, and you're knocking door to door, just like I know people who are doing door to door stuff for Bernie Sanders right now, you're having a great time. You're with your buds. You're banging on doors. You're going through that experience. And I think anybody who gets involved in that kind of politic is a good person and deserves to be encouraged and deserves our respect. And so for those of you who are tirelessly working in campaigns right now, I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican, congratulations and good luck to you. But if you're a Ted Cruz person, you know, maybe you might want to cover your ears because this might bother you. Because Glenn Beck said this week that Ted Cruz is either the new George Washington. And I thought that is probably the most ridiculous thing that I've heard yet in the election cycle, and nobody has even voted. Keep in mind, and I'm going to say this again, people are running around predicting the future. People are running around endorsing candidates. Not a single person has voted, and it's all based on polls. And I'm going to tell you again, particularly as it pertains to Donald Trump, Right now, the polls look really good for him, but we don't know whether this is name recognition. We don't know whether this is we like Trump because we see him on television. We've seen his shows. There's a lot of things we don't know about this, and we won't know until people actually start going into these polls and voting, which is why I am headed to Iowa to cover a caucus. Not that that particular caucus is going to be a bellwether for the whole state, but I want to see what actually goes on at an Iowa caucus. I know what goes on at a Minnesota caucus, and I'll tell you, it's one thing to advocate for a candidate and say that he's great, but it's an entirely different thing to go in and do that when your neighbors are sitting across the table from you and they feel strongly about their particular candidate. And suddenly you're forced to defend yourself. And I've already demonstrated, and we've seen demonstrations of it, that your local Tea Party guy who supports Trump or who supports Ted Cruz is not real good at making arguments. They're great when they're making arguments at the Tea Party when everyone agrees with them. But when they go into a place where people don't agree with them, suddenly they have a tendency to collapse. And I think that's why a lot of them just don't bother going to the caucuses and they just don't bother talking to their neighbors because they really struggle to make those kinds of arguments in mixed company where people are like, what are you talking about? They don't understand what they're talking about. And they are basically making arguments by rote. They're not making arguments because they really understand limited government or really understand countervailing powers or really understand the U.S. Constitution. They've got a certain interpretation that has been taught to them and that they know. And that's what they go in to sell. Unfortunately, if you go into a caucus and there's other people there who feel strongly, and I know because I've had that experience, suddenly you're a little bit taken aback and knocked back on your heels and you're not quite prepared for that. The only people that I ever saw that were really prepared for that were the Ron Paul people who had learned by rote what to do in a caucus. I don't know that the Donald Trump people have done that. I don't know that the Ted Cruz people have done that. I don't know that the Rubio people have done that. I don't know that the Bernie Sanders people have done that. Who knows what is going to happen when these people start getting together and deciding who they all agree should be a candidate or the nominee or the guy that people from Iowa vote for should be. Well, I don't know what you do for exercise. Pretty much everybody that listens to the Bob Davis podcast know that I practice yoga. In Minnesota, people always freak out if you say I do hot yoga. They're like, how can you do that? You know, you're in big crowded rooms with over, 45 people, sometimes over 100 degrees. There's high humidity. You sweat a lot. You can get dehydrated even if you drink a lot of water. I was talking to a guy this week at yoga who is actually in the armed forces. He's a real tall guy and really fit. And he goes, well, how often do you come? And I go, I come every day because I'm crazy. And he was like, I get sore. I can't do it every day. And, I used to just say, well, I don't care if I'm sore because I thought soreness went with the territory. But here's the thing. When I found this stuff called Hydrus, it transformed my yoga practice primarily because recovery is so much faster. You know, I do not have the soreness day in and day out because I'm using Hydrus. And it doesn't matter if you cycle, if you CrossFit, if you lift or do competitive sports, if you do cross-country skiing, Hydrus will make a huge difference in whatever you do. What is it? It's a high-performance beverage that uses exclusive nanosome technology to deliver critical electrolytes with unrivaled speed and effectiveness. And here's the main thing. It does not have the sugar that you find in traditional sports drinks. Get your traditional sports drink out and take a look at the label and see how much sugar is in that thing. Hydrus doesn't have any of that. And what it does is it helps me take it to the edge, which is what it's all about. So here's the deal. Join the performance hydration revolution. Visit HydrusPerformance.com. That's H-Y-D-R-U-S. HydrusPerformance.com. HydrusPerformance.com. This is a new company. It's a new product. And the whole thing is you may be dehydrated and not really know it. You may not be getting enough electrolytes to your system and you might not know it. And this is the thing that we're finding out with this is that people start using this and they're shocked to see how much better their performance is. You drink it before, during, and after practice. It really makes a difference. Hydrus, H-Y-D-R-U-S, HydrusPerformance.com. Okay, so where were we? We're talking about these endorsements from talk show hosts. The endorsements from talk show hosts as campaigns basically talk to people and say, we need your help in Iowa right now, Laura Ingraham, and we need your help in Iowa right now, Glenn Beck, and we need your help in Iowa right now, Rush Limbaugh, and we need you to endorse somebody, and we need you to tell people why, because these other people can't make the arguments, and so they want the talk radio stations to make the arguments. And this is the thing that got talk radio in trouble in the first place, and it's the reason that talk radio is appealing to smaller and smaller and older audiences. Because nobody wants to hear that anymore. In particular, younger people do not want to hear what I think they should do. They're going to do whatever they're going to do, right? I don't need to have that speech. But let's get back to this Ted Cruz as the new George Washington thing. So I was talking to the general manager of the Bob Davis podcast today, my mom, and I said, I've just heard the dumbest thing that I've ever heard in a presidential cycle from anyone. And it's that Ted Cruz is now the new George Washington. And she laughed and she said, well, that's because the people that support Ted Cruz are really strong believers in the Constitution. And that's why they say that. And I thought to myself, wow, because that's not how I interpreted that. If that's what he means, then he's even dumber than I thought. First of all, Ted Cruz is a freshman senator from Texas. He was the Texas Solicitor General. I'm sure he is a fine person, and I'm sure that he means well. But his stature is nothing like George Washington's stature. George Washington was a respected, you know, citizen of the Commonwealth of Virginia prior to the Revolution. We all know the story of how he led, you know, a ragtag army to victory. And snatched victory from the jaws of defeat, and then went on to preside over the Constitutional Convention. And as far as believing in and loving the Constitution, I don't think any of the founders were happy with the Constitution. I don't think Ben Franklin was happy with it. I don't think George Washington was happy with it at all. I know Jefferson wasn't happy with it. I know Adams wasn't happy with it. I don't think any of those guys were really thrilled with the work that had been done, but it was done. Ted Cruz may be a great man in the making. He may be a great senator, in your opinion. He may have been a great solicitor general in Texas. There may be some great stories about him, but it remains to be seen whether he will ever, ever rise to the level of a George Washington. And to say that is the most foolish thing I've ever heard in my life, and it proves why people should not listen to talk radio anymore, because these people say ridiculous things. And I know why they do it. I know that they're pushed to do it for reasons. And, you know, they're free to speak their mind. I'm not saying that there needs to be some law passed that says they can't do that. But you have to understand, when a politician endorses another politician, so when the governor of Texas endorses a potential Republican candidate, or when another candidate who has pulled out of the race throws his support to another candidate, then what they're talking about doing is they're talking about throwing, they're asking their supporters to vote for this other guy, and they're also talking about donating a fair share of money to another candidate that they've already raised for their own campaign. You know, that's what endorsing usually means when there's a governor endorsing or a sitting senator endorsing or another candidate endorsing. You know, when a talk show host endorses, it's meaningless. It's just somebody trying to remain relevant. And this is the big thing in talk radio. Oh, we have to remain relevant, because if we don't, and this is not the way to remain relevant. The way to remain relevant, I think, is to actually shed some light on the issues and talk about issues and not be so personality focused. But, you know, that train's left the station in this cycle. It's so personality focused. There isn't a really nobody's talking about issues. So that's kind of the state of things on the eve of this first vote in the nation on February 1st down in Iowa, which I'm getting ready to head out for. And I guess I think I probably summed up my state of mind, oddly enough, pretty well in the last segment of this weekend's GCN Live show, which is the radio show where I take content from the podcast back to the radio, except this time I'm going to take content from the radio show back to the podcasts. I really like this. And just so you know, this is kind of the way the show sounds. There are these sort of long roll-ins with music, and then I talk. So there'll be a little bit of a musical interlude here, and then I talk. And then that pretty much sums it up. And I also make the pitch for donations for the vehicle, for Mobile Podcast Command, because we're getting ready to head out. So there's really nothing left to say. I'm going to play this segment because I think it kind of sums up how I feel. And then the next podcast you hear will probably be Wednesday night, when I get out on the road. I'm really looking forward to it. So I'm rolling this. So this is the last segment in this weekend's GCN Live show, the Bob Davis Podcast Radio Show. Here we go. You're hearing the Bob Davis Podcast Radio Show. Remember, for all the Bob Davis Podcast, visit thebobdavispodcast.com. For more of this show, visit gcnlive.com. This is a perfect time to take stock. We're less than 10 days from the Iowa caucuses, the first real vote in the nation. I'm going to be covering the caucuses probably in Jefferson, Iowa. Following on the heels of the Iowa caucuses is the New Hampshire primary on February 9th. I am headed to South Carolina after Iowa. The South Carolina Republican primary is February 20th, and then they have a Democrat primary in the Palmetto State because they're closed primaries. Don't forget Nevada on February 20th and February 23rd for Republicans and Democrats. Right up until the conventions next summer, various states will be holding various types of caucuses and primary elections. Some states have both. And it's also almost impossible, I'm afraid, to predict how people are going to vote. People who say they can or tell you with confidence that this, that, or the other thing is going to happen in the media are selling you snake oil. They're trying to remain relevant without really knowing. And the one thing I think that's clear about this election cycle, which really hasn't even begun yet and won't until February 1st, is that there has been a lot of snake oil spilled and sold and otherwise spread around. I am shocked and disappointed, actually, in the number of people who have taken to endorsing candidates in the media and the number of personalities who are covertly working for candidates and spewing out their analysis, but they don't tell you who they're in the tank for, and that's really important for you to know, but they won't tell you that. Or they've taken to explaining and defending certain candidates or taking sides in whatever part of the process you would call what we're living through right now. The defending these candidates and explaining for these candidates why they did this or why they did that is really vexing me, because these are adults. They're big boys and girls, and they should be able to explain themselves without talk radio helping them. The constant coverage of this process when the only thing to report is poll results is really shameful. And I don't know what else they would do, but maybe report some news, because we're being told now by everybody else that this thing is all wrapped up on the Republican and Democrat side, because polls show Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee. And the, despite all of the dust being kicked up by Bernie Sanders, oddly enough, Hillary Clinton will be the Democrat nominee. This is now the storyline. Now, before I tell you my take on this, remember, only about 7% of Iowa's population went to the caucuses in 2012. Only 31% of New Hampshireites voted in the 2012 primaries. If you look at nationwide participation rates, you'll find that they're very low for these early contests, really all of them. The primary contests only get about 15 to 16% for all the populations of the states with primaries. It's lower for Republican voters. So a campaign that can get its people to the caucuses or the polls on the day of days can change the story completely. And that's, if you think about it, that's what President Obama did in his campaign in 2008. So here's the thing. This is my prediction. The chances all of the experts will be surprised by the outcome in Iowa and New Hampshire are good. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it could happen. One of the things that I love about travel is that you learn that the things the media tells us over and over and over again about this country are usually nonsense. The roads and bridges are not crumbling. Cities and towns are not always in crisis, and people are not always on edge. People are not increasingly feral or dangerous. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about urban residents of troubled neighborhoods or rural residents out west. Most of the time, I find normal, everyday people with their good and bad sides doing what they do. And if you take the time to watch people, if you take the time to be nice to people and get to know people, you're going to find them to actually be kind and generous every now and then, which never makes the news. And I am sick to death of people sitting in studios off of golf courses in Florida or in towers in New York telling me what is going to happen, as though I can't figure that out for myself. And the truth is that most of them don't have a clue. They have the same access to the same information that you and I have. So for once, honestly, I would actually wish that they would just shut up and let them sit with us and watch it happen if that's what they want to do. And I think a lot of people have reached this point. Although I did talk to a lady tonight at dinner that said she's watched every single Republican debate and the Democrats too, and she has just been thrilled. She just loves it. So what do I know? Anyway, my sense is that that people have had it with all of this, and I think it's precisely because the 24-hour cable channels and talk radio have worn out their welcome by telling us what we should do, or talking nonsense, or telling us why this or that guy is better than the other. And again, nobody's voted yet. The only prediction that I would make is this. When it comes to the perfume princes in the media or in our capitals or the manicured estates of the men behind the PAC money, how people vote is predictable until it's not. And this is why I am heading out to these key Mid-South and Southern states in February and March, because they're going to be so important this primary season. And this is why I'm going to take you along on coverage of some of these key events so that you can feel it by hearing it and talk to some of the normal everyday people I meet and some of the things that I encounter along the way. Getting out and seeing the country teaches me more than hours and hours and hours of watching or listening to people telling me what to think on television or the radio. Now, if you're interested, keep listening to this show, because I think one of the cool things about this show is that it condenses the podcasts on the road into four discrete segments for the show. And I think that's going to make a pretty dynamic, cool thing when I actually get rolling. You can also listen to the podcasts on the road at thebobdavispodcast.com. And you can listen to each post from the road. And I'll be doing some Periscope and some Facebook stuff as well. And there's links for all of that. If you do check out thebobdavispodcast.com, look for the picture of the red and black mobile podcast command unit right there at the top of the page. It's just below the widgets. And there's a headline over it that says Support Mobile Podcast Command. If you like what I do, make a donation through PayPal to Mobile Podcast Command. When I get money through that account, all of it, all of the money that's collected, and usually it's $5 or $10 at a time, although some people have given me $20, $100, $300, it's bizarre. So no donation is too small or too large. It goes into Mobile Podcast Command, and that means diesel fuel, and because it's cheaper these days, it means a lot more distance, but it also means coffee and beef and buffalo jerky, which is what I eat on the road. And that's all I ever use that PayPal account for, is for Mobile Podcast Command. You know, I can't emphasize enough how important it is that people hear that they can determine the outcome of the race, especially when you turn the television on and they're telling you that something is a fait accompli. The polls that show Donald Trump in the lead, the polls that show Hillary Clinton in the lead, the polls that show whatever they show, when you actually look at the standard deviation on the questions and when you look at the fact that they are really about name recognition at this point, it's really hard to say whether they are reliable or not. And I've done whole podcasts about the fallibility of polling, and I continue to talk about that on this show, because I think we're going to see some pretty big surprises. Personally, and I could be wrong, I mean, my big prediction is I think we're going to be surprised when people actually start voting. I don't know how or what. I mean, I suppose it could be a surprise if it works out the way the polls show, and that will be a story in itself if the polls were predictive. But something tells me they may not be this time around. So let's just wait and see. It's going to be fun to actually see how it plays out. So if you're involved and working for a candidate, good for you. Email me through thebobdavispodcast.com and tell me about your experiences. And if you're voting or caucusing for the first time, really good luck to you. Working in and being part of the process is really fun, and it's also really illuminating as to what politics is all about, and really, I think, what it's always been all about. So thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts, and thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast radio show at GCNlive.com and on the radio. Okay, so the next time you tune in the Bob Davis Podcast radio show or listen to the podcasts, I'll be out on the road. I'm heading out very soon here to cover Iowa. So lots of on-the-road stuff going all the way to the Florida Keys, back up through the Redneck Riviera, through Texas, back up to Minnesota. So I'm looking forward to covering and being in a lot of these key states. That is going to do it for this installment of the Bob Davis Podcast radio show. You're hearing the Bob Davis Podcast radio show. Remember, for all the Bob Davis podcasts, visit thebobdavispodcast.com. For more of this show, visit gcnlive.com. This is the Bob Davis Podcast radio show.
Flocking to the sea, crowds of people wait for me. Seagulls scavenge. Still ice cream. Worries vanish.
So that's what the radio show sounds like. I'm really enjoying doing this, and I can't wait to hear what it sounds like when I get out on the road. So the first segment is Tennessee, and the next segment is Bristol, Virginia, and the next segment is North Carolina, and so on. And I'm really looking forward to giving you guys some great podcasts from the road on the way down to Iowa, as well as when I get in there, whether I get into those debates or not. There are so many things going on in Iowa. There are so many candidates down there that at the end of this week, which is the week of January 24th, all the way into next weekend before the vote, which happens on February 1st, there are just going to be all kinds of crazy stuff going on. I got a list of haunts, and I'm really looking forward to covering it. So we go to Iowa, and then you'll hear it, you know, from there where we're going to go, because I'll tell you. Thanks once again to HydrusPerformance.com for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. If you listen to what I said about Hydrus earlier, it basically helps you recover a lot faster. You may not be getting hydrated properly. And if you use Hydrus, you'll see a huge difference in whatever it is that you do, I think. At least that's been my experience. Visit HydrusPerformance.com. They tell you all about it. They tell you how to use it. HYDRUS, HydrusPerformance.com. And thank you, Hydrus, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. Also got to mention once again, Eric and Aram Lucera with Luke Team Real Estate in the North Metro, Minneapolis and St. Paul. Once again, things have changed. Now, it used to be there was more sellers than buyers. Now there's more buyers than sellers. And I just had a listener, had a great experience with Eric and Aram and Luke Team Real Estate and prideofhomes.com. They're in the North and Northwest Metro. Reach out to them, 763-433-9100, 763-433-9100 for real estate expertise, Eric and Aram Lucero. Or you can click on their banner at the top of thebobdavispodcast.com. And thanks again. Really appreciate you sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast these few weeks. Thanks to the digital sponsor, 321. Hey, if you're a pilot and you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, don't forget Alpha Systems. Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator because pilots want to get there, but they want to get there safe too. And the bottom line is Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. Click on the Alpha Systems banners for more information about Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator at thebobdavispodcast.com. It will take you to their website. I just voiced a video so you can see the thing actually in action. And thanks, Alpha Systems, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast digital side. All right. Thanks to everybody for listening on Stitcher.com, iTunes, TuneIn, BlogTalkRadio.com. If you're using Podcatcher, if you're listening to the live radio show on GCNlive.com, I'll be announcing some radio stations eventually, I'm sure pretty soon here. Thank you especially for liking and sharing and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter. I'm BDavis7843 on Instagram. I'm going to be doing some Periscope from some of these events in the next few days. And the next podcasts you hear are going to be from the road. So thanks for your donations to Mobile Podcast Command. And thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts and the Bob Davis Podcast radio show. That's about it. I'm going to get ready to head on out. So the next podcast you hear is going to be on the road. So that is podcast 458, the Bob Davis Podcasts.
The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. The mighty trumpet brings the
Freaks at.
Tell me where the freaks at.